we're back with podcast number 4 for Don't Dress for Dinner. With me today is Margareta Moyer, who is playing Jacqueline in the show. Hello, welcome, welcome, welcome.
Hello, it's a pleasure to be here.
Thanks for coming. Very excited. This is cool. So I'd like to start off by asking you what actually drew you to the play, what drew you to audition, what drew you to the script, if you can.
Well, I was familiar with this play already, and it had come around the time of year when Arts Theatre Cronulla were looking for play submissions from directors. And so I thought, oh, this would be a great play for Tom to direct. And I thought the audience here at Arts Theatre would really find it, you know, a lot of fun.
Yep.
So I gave my copy of the script to him to have a read, and he got back to me and he said he loved it and then he was going to submit it. And then eventually, you know, when it came to the time, the play committee came back and said that they loved it too and they wanted him to direct.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah. And so with regards to role, I just felt like I was the best fit for Jacqueline. Even though probably my favourite character is the one of the cook, Suzette.
Yes.
I just felt like Jacqueline was a role that I've sort of played variations of that character many times before, and it was something I was very comfortable with. And
yeah.
I thought, yeah, I would be able to sort of bring the most out of that particular character.
And did you come across the play? Had you read anything by the playwright before? Or
yes, I was familiar with Mark Camaletti because he's well known for a play called Boeing Boeing.
Okay.
That's his big hit.
Yeah.
And I have never seen the play, but I've seen the film version.
Okay, yes.
With Tony Curtis and Jerry Lewis.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought it was a lot of fun. And it's sort of a similar sort of thing where you've got people taking on different type of characters to cover up for other people.
Yes.
And it's all these kind of shenanigans that ensue as a result of that. So, So it's just a lot of chaos and a lot of fun.
Yeah. Unreal. Yeah.
Mm.
All right. I want to move on to, so you're playing Jacqueline.
Mm-hmm.
How are you similar to Jacqueline and how do you differ to her? Other than your name's not Jacqueline, obviously.
I'm actually, even though it's a character that, type of character that I've played many times, I don't feel like I'm very similar to her. I just get those type of characters. I just, for some reason, I can just sort of play that type of character well. What was the rest of the question?
How are you similar and how do you differ?
Oh, yeah, so differ. Well, look, maybe in as far as similarity goes, I guess I have a sarcastic side to my humour.
Yeah, okay.
So I guess, and she's quite sarcastic as the situation calls for it.
Yeah.
So that's sort of the similarity. And, yeah, we're sort of not really similar in any other way. I'm quite a dork in every other way and she's quite sophisticated. So,
that's cool. Mm. So this play is also quite British. I mean, it's very French, but it was a French play that's been translated by what would appear to be a very British
Robin Hood. Yeah.
So I'm just wondering, have you got any favourite British comedies, whether they be plays, other plays, or TV shows, or anything that?
Oh well, as far as immediately when I think of TV shows, I think of Absolutely Fabulous.
Yes.
Because again, if they did that as a play, I'd love to play Patsy.
Yeah.
That would be perfect. I sort of grew up, not grew up really, in my like late teens, early 20s, that was a big sort of big show at the time. And I just loved watching that so much. And it was just great also just seeing two, it was very female dominated,
absolutely,
you know, which
was
very rare.
In front and behind the camera.
You know, and so that was great. And and it was just sort of like, for me, I'm always attracted to anything, whether it be a play or a TV show, where I sort of feel like I connect with a particular character and think, oh, I could do that. So I like to watch that and watch how the actor, you know, goes about, you know, portraying that character. And then it just sort of gives me ideas and inspires me.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Have you ever played anyone similar to Patsy before?
Not on stage.
Yeah.
But a few sort of short films and stuff, maybe a little
cool.
bit. Yeah,
nice,
yeah.
nice.
Yeah.
All right, moving on, I want to ask you what you think are the main themes of the play.
Oh, let's see. Well, definitely, obviously it's centered around marriage and fidelity,
mm-hmm.
Trust, mm-hmm. betrayal,
yep.
Sex,
yep.
revenge,
yes.
Manipulation, ooh, deception,
yes.
Yeah, all these kind of things, all these yeah. sexy themes.
Yeah.
yes, yeah, so, and then I guess at the end of the day, when the cat's away, the mice come out to play. So yeah. me, Jacqueline, I'm the cat. Yeah. I was meant to go away for that weekend. Everything yes. seemed fine. So yes. Bernard could invite his mistress along and they could have a fancy old time together.
Yeah.
And then I decide I'm not going to go away for the weekend.
Yeah.
And that just throws everything into chaos and yes. we never look back.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
All right. So with that as well, what I'd like to ask for this character, Jacqueline, and any other characters you've played previously,
mm-hmm.
how do you go about preparing to play a character? What do you do for
yeah? What's well, your process? For me, I need to find the character's voice. I need to feel like I know how they talk.
Mm-hmm.
I need to feel like I know their mannerisms. So mm-hmm. I'm thinking about body language. I'm thinking about how they walk, how they talk, yeah. how they dress. What kind of background they might have, what kind of job they have, all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
So I get a feel for the person there. But nice. Definitely I think the voice, how they sound and how they move
okay.
help. And then obviously once the wardrobe comes together, then it's well. Fabulous. Yeah.
And I mean, I suppose that goes hand in hand with learning lines. Mm. Do you have any hints or tips for learning lines? We've had previous people have suggested apps like Line Learner. Or...
Yeah, well, see, because I'm a little bit of an old bag, I'm sort of pre-app generation, so I don't use any apps, but I do have like a voice recorder.
Okay.
Yep. Back in the old days, yep. we had voice recorders.
Yep. I know what they are,
yep.
I promise.
And so I've got a little voice recorder and I record all the lines.
Yes.
So mine as well as everybody else's.
Yeah.
And I basically, and I'll break it down sort of depending on what the scene is, probably scene by scene. You know, there's usually a transition.
Uh-huh.
And then I'll learn one scene at a time,
okay.
you know,
yeah.
or if we're given a rehearsal schedule, then I'll go by whatever the rehearsal schedule
okay.
is.
Right.
So I try to get off book as quickly as possible
yeah.
because that gives me more time to then focus on, again, the voice, the movement,
yeah.
all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Nice. All right. So I want to sort of break away just from the play itself for now.
Yeah.
I'd love to ask, you're quite heavily involved with the Arts Theatre in Cronulla. I keep calling you press secretary, but it's not.
I am the secretary. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
So how did you get involved with the Arts Theatre? Tell us how you actually got involved.
Whatever. Well, a few years back now, they had a play called Wait Until Dark.
Yes.
That I wanted to audition for.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just basically auditioned for that play. And I got the role and had a highly successful season and a wonderful time. And then I thought, oh, look, I really sort of want to be connected to this theatre more than just with one play.
Yeah.
And I sort of assessed what my skills were,
mm-hmm.
which was sort of not great, but I knew that I'd already been designing a website for another theatre company,
mm-hmm.
and I noticed when I was looking at the play and auditioning here, I wasn't overly impressed with the website that they had.
You're
thought
right.
there could be more done to it. And so then I said, look, I'm happy to redesign your website, like just for the hell of it, just because I can and I've done it before. And I thought that will help me sort of get to know the theatre even more and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And so they were like, yeah, okay. And so then I did that.
Mm-hmm.
And then a few months later, the AGM came about.
Mm-hmm.
And they were looking for a secretary because the person who was doing the secretarial role decided to do other things.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I thought, well, I'm pretty, you know, good at taking notes and all that kind of. I have attention to detail. I'm a little bit OCD, so I could do this role.
So what does the being secretary involve then?
Well, you attend a meeting once a month.
Okay.
A committee meeting once a month.
Yeah.
And then I take all the notes down for the meeting, and then I distribute those notes to meeting notes to all the committee members.
Yep.
And then I also notify members about what's going on in the Arts Theatre Cronulla. And sometimes I have to chase up like membership payments.
Oh, I've got to give you mine tonight. That reminds me.
And just admin-y type of stuff like that. You know, so the main thing is just making sure procedures are up to date and that members are kept in the loop about what's going on in the theatre.
Yeah.
And it goes really well with the role that I have with maintaining the website because now being secretary, I know what's going on. I can also make sure that information's uploaded onto the website.
Yes. Yeah,
so
right.
It all works out.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Have you done any other behind-the-scenes stuff, lighting, or have you ever...
No, I've thought about it, but the idea of it frightens me.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, because... Yeah.
Too many buttons?
Yeah, I know... As an actor, how I feel if the cue doesn't come on time or, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be that person that has people going, what the F happened?
Yeah.
Why didn't the cue come in that time? Or
it was dark,
sound
it was
effect.
Supposed to be light.
Yeah. So I don't want to be that person. So that, like, even the idea of it makes me sweat.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah, I feel a lot more comfortable, bizarrely, being in front of hundreds of people performing rather than be in a little box. Trying to press buttons on time.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. That's fair enough. Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Did you want to just talk about getting involved with Arts Theatre Cronulla as well, whether or not you want to plug the website? What's the website?
Oh, the website's www.artstheatrecronulla.com.au. Everything you need to find is on that website. If it isn't, there's a contact page. You let me know. If there's something missing and you don't know, just send me an email and I'll get to it.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Unreal.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think we're just about done, so I might do some word association.
Oh, this is going to be boring. Because I'm I'm such a boring person.
No,
I give really dull answers. I'm sorry.
All right.
Anyway, go on.
All right. Affair.
Spicy.
Niece.
Nephew.
Doddle.
What?
Doddle. It's one of the French words.
Doddle.
Is this sort of affair? You said doddle for me.
Doddle. I've never even heard of that. I don't know what that means. Doddle. I just can rhyme it and say toddle.
Yeah,
I don't
know. Deceit.
Wrong.
Friendship.
Basic.
Did I say French? French.
Kiss.
That's a good one. Train.
Not on time.
Very good. Allegiance.
Flag.
And sauce velouté.
Oh, God, what the hell is sauce velouté? I don't cook.
That's a good one as well. All right, cool. Thank you very much for joining us.
It was my pleasure. And, for everyone out there who's interested in finding out more about this play, do go to our website, www.artstheatrecronulla.com.au. Tickets will go on sale from the 1st of February 2020 from 10 a.m. You can purchase them online or in person at the theatre located at 6 Surf Road, Cronulla. The season starts from the 14th of February 2020, 8 p.m.
Okay,
I was going to say 8 a.m. Yeah. You'll be here waiting a long time if that's the case. Yeah, so it's going to be very funny. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell your dog, tell everyone. You're going to have an awesome ride.
Brilliant. Thanks for coming, Margaretta.
Pleasure.
Bye.